The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
We are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. We're live here inside the MDN studios. You know what that music means? It means it's the time of the show. No, it doesn't. Time of the show where I give Miz the business. Time of the show where I give Miz the business.
Isn't that any song that kind of brings us back from commercial?
It is. That's, you know what, Miz? You know how you can make it up to me, that the fact that you backed out on our Coney Challenge. You can give us some new, a few new return songs before Ira gets back.
Okay.
You can do that. Maybe some.
Give me some
J. Cole for sure.
J. Cole?
That's my favorite.
Okay.
Of the modern day, I'm definitely an old school guy, but of today's rappers, mm-hmm. J. Cole is by far my favorite.
Okay,
you can get some Kendrick in there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a few retakes. I don't know if that's Ira's cup of tea. So
well, Ira's out. So I mean,
yeah, if you can fill that piece in, I'd appreciate it.
Okay, I'll make it work.
We will get back to your breakout players here momentarily. In the meantime, I want to let you know about some great deals out at Bullion Sales and Service. Some clearance equipment. You know that I'm a Simplicity guy. I have a Simplicity Regent lawn tractor for $29.99. That's $2,999, by the way. Kubota featured equipment going on right now. 2017 Kubota T280 A2 for $34.50. Again, they are the area's premier Kubota dealer. They have another Simplicity feature mower, 2015 Simplicity Broadmower for $2,800. Again, folks, not only new equipment, but a great used equipment provider as well. You know, as a matter of fact, when I went from my John Deere lawn tractor to my Simplicity Zero Turn, actually sold it at Bullion Sales. And it was my John Deere was a great tractor. It didn't have a ton of hours on it. I mean, it was maybe had 50 hours on it, if that. It's okay. You get great equipment like that out at Bullion Sales as well. So great used equipment, obviously outstanding new equipment, Simplicity, which is my choice. But Kubota, the area's premier Kubota dealer, Exmark as well. Whatever you want, they can put you with what you need. Again, out of Bullion Sales and Service, 8530 North Territorial Road in Dexter. You can find them online at weknowtractors.com. Again, weknowtractors.com, or give them a call at 734-426-8527. Before we get to some of the Twitter responses to the breakout Wolverine question, let's go to the phones and go out to Grand Rapids and talk to Ruth. Ruth, you're on the Michigan Insider. What's up?
Hi, Sam. Nothing too much, but I am going to go with Tyree Cannell.
Okay.
And the reason I'm going with him is because I believe in Chris Partridge. I think he's going to have those guys playing up to their level. This kid's a senior. I think he's going to be, if I remember right, the linebackers only missed about 3 or 4 tackles the whole year that they had an opportunity to do. And I have a feeling that you're going to see the same type of hitting and the same type of tenacity from the safeties this year as what you saw from the linebackers last year. In fact, I'll go so far to say that at the end of the year, we're going to wonder why we ever worried about safety play in the first place.
Okay.
I just think that this group is going to just, they're going to be like how the corner, how last year we were concerned about the corners. And I think that they're going to come through just like our corners did last year. I think you'll see that much improvement in the safety play.
Gotcha. All right. Great stuff, Ruth. I think that the gauge for that will be the gauge for safety improvement will be them in coverage more so than in run support. I don't think that, I don't have the stats in front of me, but I'd be surprised if they missed many tackles, if they took many bad angles to the football. I mean, they seem pretty sure in the run game with a few exceptions. I mean, there were some times where the whole defense was caught out of position. I'm thinking about Penn State for sure. But that was certainly the exception to the rule. I think where people point to the safeties most is in coverage, where the demands are high. The demands for safeties in coverage are higher for Michigan safeties than they are for others. A lot of man-to-man, a lot of, you know, walking out over a slot and saying, hey, can you handle this guy? And so, you know, there were times last year where that matchup was exploited. It was a focus, obviously, in the spring. I don't think that the burden will be quite as great because I think they have more confidence. You heard me say earlier in the show, I think they have more confidence in some other guys in the secondary. So if they wanted to seek out some other options, like, say, for instance, you just roll with more pure cover guys on the field. Say you bring another corner and you kick LeVert in and play Bree or B Watt on the outside, or maybe maybe you're more confident this year with Jalen Kelly Powell, coming in there in coverage situations as one of the safeties, or Casey Hughes, who's the grad transfer from Utah. So we'll see. We'll see with Tyree and with Josh Metellus especially. I heard Josh Metellus had a really good spring. So good, as a matter of fact, late in the spring, all the corners were basically out. This was the spring practice / scrimmage that wound up being canceled due to weather. I think that day was a day where basically all the corners were out. Josh Metellus played corner that day and was lights out in practice that day. And he had been reportedly just better in coverage, period, over the course of the spring. And I felt like the bowl game was a message. I felt like they were sending them a message at that time. I mean, they had a guy who for the season was the starter, and then in the bowl game it was Jamarc Woods. Now Josh Metellus played, but he didn't start. I think that was a message to him, and one that at least as far as spring ball goes, he really responded to. And Tyree, back to your point, Ruth, he's he might be the team leader, certainly the leader in that secondary, traffic cop. Been there, done that. And so, for him, much as was the case with Josh Metellus, just a few times in coverage where they were able to get the better of him, but nothing that would make me think that he's a liability back there. If anything, his experience last year as the guy with all those demands being on him is really going to help, because I look back at in his high school career, starting as a true freshman, and there was a lot of talk where he was going to be a corner. That was not the strongest part of his game. He went over to safety, kept working on his coverage, and he got better. He became better as a cover guy, to the point where some people said, hey, it wouldn't be far-fetched for him to moonlight as a corner. So he's the type of guy, when you challenge him like that, there's some deficiency in his game. He works hard at it, has the football IQ to really go out and improve technically in a way that can really be functional on the football field, or effective on the football field and not just on the practice field. So we'll see if that works out that way when fall, when the games roll around. But he's down in Chicago right now with Jim Harbaugh. And then, of course, the other player reps for Michigan, Karon Higdon and Chase Winovich, we'll have a commentary from them coming up tomorrow on the Michigan Insider. Let's go back to the phones. Talk to Jake in Ann Arbor. Jake, what's up?
I was just going to say, I am freaking pumped up 40 freaking days, and I think the whole team, the special teams, the defense, the offense, the whole team's going to have breakout players. But I came up with four. I went with Gary, Higdon, Winovich, and my freshman breakout will be Milton. And I just wanted to say, one game, one play, one moment in time. And I'm going out on a bold prediction. One game, one play, one moment in time. I think we win Michigan State, win Ohio State, and win the Big Ten Championship. But we've just got to take it one game, one play, one moment in time. I'll hang up and listen, go blue. Win or lose, I'll hang up and listen, go blue.
Thanks a lot, as always, Jake. We need to get to a breakdown. I'll go with your first vote, which is Rashawn Gary. And the reason why I'm allowing that is because folks are saying they think he's going to be arguably the best defensive end in the country. That would be a huge breakout type performance. Whereas he's established already. He had some great moments and a great game versus Ohio State. But from Matt Altruda to Jake, I think what they're saying is, hey, now this is going to be dominance from the start to finish. He's an All-American caliber player. That qualifies as breakout. We need to get to a break. We'll come back on the other side. Troy, Don, you guys are up first. We'll get some of these emails and tweets in as well here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, The Ticket.